What is the value of that in allowing a head coaching candidate to see the continuity that will be there with Ron?
I think it's important. I think any head coach wants, you've got to have that relationship with a general manager, A, to even want to come into an organization, and to know that the organization is behind the general manager is critical. So to answer your other question, David, I approached Ryan because I thought it was important, and he's a humble guy, so he never talks about his own situation. But I thought it was important, and he deserved it.
What's your role in selecting a new coach? Where do you fit in?
George and I are going to be kind of just support resources for Ryan. He's leading the charge. He's doing all the reference checking. He's come up with his list right now. We'll see how that goes in terms of the competition and who comes in. But I don't think he's ever going to tell you exactly who's coming in. We'll talk later about whether or not once a guy interviews, we'll probably let you guys know who's interviewed.
What support resources mean?
What does that mean? Well, I think, my years in this league, I've been around a lot of different head coaches, sharing ideas. We have a real collaborative environment here. So Ryan and I have a great relationship, along with George as well. So I think just giving our input into things to look for, how to assess the results of different interviews will be helpful to him.
Will you accompany him on trips? Especially?
Yes, we will. Yes.
What do you like about what Ryan's done so far?
I think he's grown so much. I think he's not afraid to take risks. In player personnel, my opinion, it's a business where you don't get a 90% success rate. If you're getting a 60-65% success rate, I think most general managers would be considered successful. So you've got to take risks. You can't be afraid to fail. So I'd say that's one area that I'm really proud of his